Whoa, love that music theme. I believe that's The Great Escape, isn't it? Okay, one of my favorite all-time movies. Welcome back to The Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And I hope you will join Dad Chat any and every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. And finally, you can stay in the loop and get my newsletter by going to brucesalen.com and signing up on the home page. You will get a weekly newsletter update and nothing else. No worries about spam. It is time for Teen Wrap with Pastor Drew Sams, who was unavailable with us for us last week due to a personal loss that we will not necessarily have to talk about today, but he has my condolences because his grandma passed on. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 6 years. Pastor Drew and his wife live in Westlake Village, California, and are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks so much for having me back and the condolences. Yes, my grandma, 94, what a... If I can make it 94 and live the kind of life she did, I'd be pretty pleased.
Well, I want to see you surfing at 92.
I like that.
Okay, my goal, of course, is to be heli skiing into my 70s and maybe even 80s. My wife wants me to be golfing, which, by the way, is a whole story, as I have now begun to golf.
Have you really?
Yes, and it has been basically, you know the play Liz Estrada?
Yeah.
Okay, well, basically my wife pulled a Liz Estrada on me, that if I didn't take up golf, I would not be allowed back into the bedroom. It was a simple blackmail and a very effective one, so I have been golfing regularly ever since.
Because you've got motivation.
I have definite motivation, and it's actually, I could do a whole show. I mean, people do shows, and there's a whole golf channel. I mean, it is such an ironic sport and such an odd fit for someone with my hyperkinetic energy. The idea of getting into a Zen state and, you know, slowing down my breathing and keeping my mouth shut for 4 hours is a challenge beyond belief.
I can't imagine watching you putt. That would be interesting to see.
Anyway, let's talk about college and my assertion that there is whether you want to call it a scam or a problem going on. What's your take as a teen pastor that is dealing with hundreds and thousands of kids and their parents that are facing the decision of where to go, how to go, and how to do it, and how to pay for it?
Yeah, well, Bruce, you know me. You've known me for a few years, and you know that I'm not a ranter, but your rant has elicited a rant in me. Because I see this all the time, and it's so frustrating. The families that I work with and what they have to go through and the levels of debt that they get into because they feel like there's no other way. I've seen marriages fall apart because of the financial stress. I've seen parents and kids, their relationships so broken because the kids want something that the parents can't afford. I've seen just tremendous ramifications through the health of families as a result of the inflation, as you talk about. 400%? Is that right?
Yeah. And the next one down the line is a paltry 250%, and that's that little thing called health care.
And in some ways, that 400% is the low end of how much it's been impacted, because now I find so much different than, let's say, 30 years ago, that when you graduate from college, you finally get that diploma, even though it costs 400% more, you're less likely to get a job.
Yeah,
afterwards.
About 400% less likely to get a job. Exactly.
Yeah, and so it compounds upon one another. And boy, the amount of, we call it delayed adolescence, you know, 25-year-olds still living at home, mm-hmm. parents doing their laundry.
Well, you know that statistic I cite, 85% of college grads today come back to live at home.
85%.
Did you know, well, you're so young you might, but I didn't know a single person that came back home to live except to visit once in a while.
Wow. How much is that going to change the landscape of our society, too?
Well, ironically, that may have a little bit of a good thing in the sense that maybe, older generations are moving in with their kids because they can't afford to live because of finances. To some degree, that's kind of a beautiful thing. If there's three generations living under the same house, there might be some opportunity for some really new kinds of family unity that used to exist throughout the ages. The reasons behind it are horrible, but that might be a minorly decent byproduct of all we're facing today.
That's great. That is a great point. There could be some redeeming qualities. Just as long as the parents aren't still folding laundry when they're 25, 35. I personally know somebody. They're 40 years old, still haven't gotten their driver's license.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
Yeah, and everything about them, they're fully capable. But why go out and get a job, get your own place, when parents are paying for everything? They've got the family car, they've got the whole basement of the home is theirs. There's no motivation to.
And of course, parents are enabling their adult children when they do that in a very negative way.
Yeah. One of the things I mentioned at the break, in addition to the financial scam, is the language you use, mm-hmm. I experienced it when I graduated and was applying for colleges. I was a California resident. I have been my whole life. My parents, and their taxes was paying into, of course, the UC system, so we were supporting that. I wanted to go to UCLA. Huge UCLA fan. I had the grades for it. I had the extracurriculars for it. And my college counselor said, "You're a shoo-in for it." I came back after I applied, found out that I didn't get in. And the reasons being is I didn't fit the profile. They had too many people like me already.
You mean the so-called politically correct and or diversity profile?
Yes. They had enough of people like me, and they needed people who were different than me, and I, this might get some pushback from listeners, but I felt in the moment as an 18-year-old, I felt the phrase that came to mind was, "Gosh, this is like reverse discrimination."
Mm-hmm. It is reverse discrimination.
I've tried so hard my whole life, and now I have to go to the University of Second Choice, USC. And
add a double to triple the cost for your parents
exactly.
And yourself.
And ready for this?
Yeah.
Yesterday, we finally paid off the debt from college.
Wow.
Literally yesterday.
Wow, and considering that you're 78 years old, that's really sad.
So 10 years after I graduated, finally, we paid it. Literally, it was yesterday. The last payment was made.
Wow.
And when you look at the interest that accrued over that time, and what we could have done with that. It's really a shame.
I'm almost speechless.
Yeah.
The other byproduct that's so sad is to fit that politically correct, diverse profile that you alluded to, they probably let in some kids that didn't have quite the qualifications, obviously, that you did. And what happens that is equally destructive in a wholly other way is many of those kids that get in on profiling of sorts are just not able to cut the mustard. So they end up failing out anyway. And so here there's a kid like yourself who would have done well, and now the kid that got in under some special privilege is actually facing a big failure in his or her life that is potentially have dire long-term consequences.
Yeah, and I'm all for giving people a chance. And I know that there's societal systems in place that often don't contribute an environment to somebody who could rise up and do well in school, and just the environment that they've been, they didn't choose where they were born, the family that they were born into, and some instances they just don't have the environment or the teachers to be able to excel. But what I've noticed is that in many ways in our society, that if you do well, if you have that entrepreneur spirit, you're penalized for it in the long run.
Well, that is my rant, as you've probably heard it, that I was such a responsible parent, I screwed over my kids. Because I paid my bills, I have good credit, and they couldn't get any loans. Now, I mean, in the end, I kind of just hurt myself, ironically, but I only mean that ironically.
Mm-hmm.
But it is going to hurt me and my wife as far as our lifestyle, because we can't get any loans or aid because of our good saving and spending habits.
Mm-hmm. And, person, this is where, from my perspective, this is where I think the church can step in and help care for families, help, if we were really being the church that we're supposed to be, I'm not talking about footing the bill for colleges, but really trying to help one another through this season in many ways that the government can, for example.
Well, that's a whole other topic, and knowing your church, I'm sure you're doing a lot more than people that are not part of a church in an environment that has the kind of support that you guys offer. Listen, we're out of time. Pastor Drew, where can our readers and listeners find you?
Well, I've been saying it for a few weeks, this website, and I'm getting it back going. But drewsams.com will be up and live pretty soon. But until then, I'm on Facebook.
Okie doke. Under Surfer Drew, right?
Surfer Drew.
Okay, very quickly, 30-second update on baby Drew.
Oh, he's doing fantastic. 3 months old this Sunday. What I didn't tell you is we went to and then came back from Texas for a week. He was phenomenal on the plane.
Great.
People going by, this kid's great. So we didn't have to use any earplugs. We didn't have to hand any out, even though we had some ready.
That's great.
He was phenomenal. Lots of fun.
All right, well, good. Good to talk to you. We will be back after this break with special guest Dr. Weberman, so stay tuned.